Can we go?
Hey, it's Big Kev. We're here at New York Comic Con 2013 with superstar artist Dave Dorman. How are you, Dave?
I am fine in New York after all these years. It's probably been 12 years since I've been here.
So here's what's really funny. I see Dave at different shows around the country. I see Dave at every celebration. And we always have a good chat. We're talking about the things that we enjoy. And I turn around, and behind our booth, right in the next aisle, in my eye line, is Dave Dorman at New York Comic Con. Amazing.
Who would have thought?
Who would have thought it? Now, Dave, I know that you have a bunch of things going on. I want to touch on a few of them.
Okay.
I know the Wasted Lands.
Right.
What's going on with that project?
Well, right now, sequentialinc.org. Has been running for free the Rail graphic novel. So if you check that out, you'll be able to catch up on what's happening with that. And come this spring, we will be producing an omnibus, which features that graphic novel plus a number of other pieces of material that have been published, getting that back into the marketplace, and then following that up with the second graphic novel to continue the series.
Right, and now somebody is also developing a game.
That is correct. A company called Silent Gunflight has produced, or is in the process of producing, they're in game testing right now, a game based on my Wasted Lands world. It's called Rail Iron Wars, and it's sort of a combination of Risk and Magic, where you have a board game,
right,
but you also have a card game element along with it.
Oh, nice.
So it's these giant sort of war trains that you start with. You can build armies on top of them. You can add weaponry on top of them. And you go out and you try to conquer the world of Rail.
Wow, that's great.
It's very cool. And the way that the guys are developing it is that you can play it as a board game, you could play it as a card game, or you can combine them both and have a bit more expanded experience.
Yeah, the complete experience.
Exactly.
That's great.
So it's very cool. I don't think that anything like this has been done before. And it's going to have just a ton of cool Dave art.
Now, did I hear also that you're doing some sort of sequential story as well?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I'm working on right now. One of which is ties in with my Hitch character, which is a motorcycle zombie.
Right.
Just 2 months ago, a magazine called Monster Massacre from Titan Books published the first of what I hope will be a series. They just asked me back to do a couple of more episodes for the next couple Monster Massacres. So this is sequential art, something that I don't normally do. It's pretty fun. Experimental,
sure.
And things that I can teach myself with that, and then I can bring into the Rail graphic novels a little later as I get to those.
Right.
So, you know, it's fun. Dave Elliott, the editor of Monster Massacre, has been a friend for years, and he just loves my work and really gives me good feedback, and it's a nice experience working with him and with Titan.
That's great. And the last thing I want to touch on, of course, I mean, it would be unheard of for me not to talk to you about I mean, you tell me if I'm wrong. I'd say the thing that you're most well known for, your Star Wars imagery, the prints.
Absolutely.
And the images. And I, of course, am a huge fan. Everybody knows what a big fan I am of your artwork, of your Star Wars artwork in particular. Do you have a new piece cooking on the horizon with everything that's going on? It's like the whole convention is falling down.
There you go. There are a couple of things. Right now, I'm actually talking with the 501st about doing their Christmas card.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully that'll still be viable news by the time this comes out.
Uh-huh.
But that's only for the 501st. As far as other artwork goes that's Star Wars related, I don't have anything on the boards right now. Things are sort of in a lull since the Disney purchase,
right,
and them trying to figure out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not working with Acme, but I'm sure that they're putting out a few items.
Sure.
But I'm not associated with those.
Right.
But I'm keeping my ear out, and I keep, you know, emailing people that I know and let them know that I'm still interested. And as they work out what they need to do, you know, for the upcoming film in 2015, they'll start, you know, having some new material.
That's so great.
So, you know, my name is out there. I'm ready to do more. Just need to get that call.
Now tell me, Dave, if the fans want to check out your work, where can they go to do that?
Oh, gee.
On the interweb. Yeah, is there the any particular place?
Yeah, you know, my wife is going to hit me with a hammer about this because I haven't updated my website in such a long time.
Oh, boy.
I mean, really the easiest thing right now is to just Google my name.
There you
Dave
go.
Dave Dorman.
Dave
and Star
Dorman.
Wars. You know, I really do need to get that website back up and running. I do have a couple of Facebook groups, Dave Dorman Studio, Dave Dorman's Wasted Land, Dave Dorman's fan page. So if you just Google, you know, my name without the images, you'll come up with ways to find me.
There you go.
So, you know, I'm stepping into almost the 20th century.
Almost. You're almost there,
I'm
Dave.
Almost
a little
there.
Push.
So,
just,
know,
a little push.
Maybe by the time the next celebration comes around in 2015, you know, I'll have a real website. We'll have some more artwork. And
great.
All the fans will be happy.
So let me close by saying, you know, we are going to get this up probably while the convention is still going on. So for people coming to the convention, they can check you out in Artist Alley. What booth are you in?
I am in booth Y1. That's Yes One. And I am with the Other Dead people. I just did a cover for them, which is sort of an animal zombie thing.
Nice.
It's very crazy. Kevin Eastman is one of the creators, and he will actually be here tomorrow,
oh,
Saturday.
Great.
And so I'm sitting with them all weekend, and I have prints, and autographs are free.
Yeah, one of those prints belongs to me.
Yeah.
One of those is mine. I eyed it. So, check out Dave Dorman if you're coming down to the show down in Artist Alley. Thanks so much, Dave.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Excellent. Cool. We touched on everything.
All right. Good deal.
We'll try it again.